Hello, my name's Barry. Welcome to 10 ways to punch fear in the face and move forward with what God called you to do. My focus is going to be on blogging and YouTube, stuff like that, mainly because it's very familiar. I trust that you will find it of value, even if that has nothing to do with what may be paralyzing you. Because we all have to struggle with fear. And sometimes we have to do more than just say, Lord, take the fear away. We have to punch fear in the face and act and do something. First tip is just write. According to my notes, I'm looking at it. Just write. That was how I started with the whole shebang. I've been writing actually since the 90s, so it's not really a new thing. It was in 2007 that I started actually blogging, but in 97 and for a few years after, I was writing some articles here and there. But that's how it all began. You just write. Just got to do it. Don't be afraid of it and being discovered. Don't be afraid of just trying. Same thing with YouTube. Just punch fear in the face and press record and just go for it. A good tip that Heather Torres and others have suggested from Sync Media is if you want to practice, just hit the record, but don't send it anywhere. Just listen to yourself or just send it to a couple of friends. Build your confidence. Same thing with the writing or even podcast. In my case, I had a little extra problem. I was worried about how others see me. And by the way, that's number two on my list. And that is the fact that you're not an imposter. Don't worry about what others say or think of you. I had to do that myself. I was a little too worried that people would say, Barry has these visions here. There's no way. And not even recognize. I was like that. And my insecurity didn't help. And that's essentially what is the imposter syndrome. It's this feeling or sense like, oh no, others will see me and think I'm a fake, that I'm not capable. And that inward fear can eat away at your own confidence. When in reality, you're capable. You're a little more than you give yourself credit for. I was a little more. Did I have to learn? Was I messing up at times? Yeah, I would mess it up. I had to improve my writing. I had to learn what to do. But that's okay. That does not make you an imposter. That doesn't make me an imposter. And stop worrying about measuring up. Everybody got an opinion. And guess what? We all fall short. So let's punch fear in the face and stop worrying about what others may think or say. Here's the next one, which is number three. You will learn. I had to learn. You think I started off writing for the kingdom of God, knowing all kinds of Bible stuff? No. Yeah, I read my Bible a bit, but it's nothing compared to today. I had to learn. I had to study, not only study the scripture, I had to get my hand on the Lagos Scholars Library, Silver Edition, and learn, because I had a hunger to really know the meaning of the word. I had to take the time to learn what blogging and web design really was about, so I can put together some of my early websites. Yeah. Hey, I said I've been writing a long time. The same principle applies to YouTube. I actually started doing a couple of YouTube videos back in 2009. A friend said, oh, Barry, why don't you put up a YouTube video? People would love to hear your testimony. His view of what he was thinking and mine was very different. But guess what? I didn't know how to do YouTube video. I wasn't a shy type, but it was more like, what the heck am I gonna say? All right. And let's see. Oh, yes. Number 4. Write a blog. I had a friend once said, Ben, why don't you write a blog? Let other people comment on your writing. You're a writer. The idea sounded good, but I was actually worried, thinking, like, what the heck am I going to write? What do you mean? You think writing about disability? What? I really didn't understand what the heck my friend was saying. Apparently, they were seeing things in a very different light than I was. They were seeing a way to encourage other people who they thought might be with. And yeah, I probably am being seen or read by such. But that wasn't my real heart or what I was. And I was still apprehensive because I didn't see the value of telling my personal stories at all. But guess what? I had to punch fear in the face and try. I started off one way, started writing the story, then I eventually found out a sense of direction of where to go. And that's the next one, which is number 5, choose something. Choose a niche, choose a topic. I didn't know right away. Inner healing was not the first thing on my list, but I had to try something. As I moved forward, punching fear in the face and not worrying about am I making a mistake and everything, I had to learn to trust the Father to guide me in the way to go and see what topic really was succeeding. The same thing with YouTube videos. I heard the guys from vidIQ and Think Media say the same thing. After you've done about 80 videos or 80 blog posts, see what one is getting the most excitement, most popular. Chances are, that might be what you need to hit on. And that's what got me involved in doing this. And I love sharing it from a Christian perspective because it seems to be what God is calling me to do. And don't be afraid if you think you got the wrong niche. We're all going to make mistakes. And guess what? Check something. Yeah. And guess what? It's okay. Oh, wait. Now here's the number 6, the one I posted. If you're reading this, you'll see I said, you're not a robot. Here's what was that about and what does this have to do with fear? It's simply this. I really, like I said, I really wasn't sure. And some friends said, oh, Barry, just trust the Holy Spirit. He'll tell you what to write. He'll give you the whatever, that wonderful download. And yes, the Lord does give downloads. Yes, he will give you insights. He will guide you and prompt you, all that. But there was just one thing. I'm sitting there going, okay, waiting for that download. Help! Because of fear, I didn't realize that I needed to participate in the process. See, the Lord is faithful. He is true. He's there. It's just that he's like waiting. Barry, are you going to get off your butt and come on over here? I can help you with the writing, but you got to participate here. Just trust me to guide and prompt you, but you still have to pay. And that's your story. I'm just working through you. but you have to cooperate. Oh. See, that's the thing. In other words, I had to punch fear in the face and just trust the Lord, the guide, and direct, and just write. No guide, and because I'm choosing to do things that are honoring right in His sight, I'm far more likely to stay away from junk that really are not pleasing and right. Now, on to number 7, and that is, you're not a failure. I had a fear of failure. I had a fear that, like, oh God, I don't know what it caused it, but it was there. And I had to stop worrying that others would see me as a failure or a disappointment. That's not disappointing. No. He already knew I was going to have problems. He already knew that I was going to need help. And He blessed me with opportunity for help. So I can assure you, not a failure. If you're getting up and you're trying your best with the YouTube videos or the blog post, don't worry. Then you didn't fail. If you're still struggling and having headaches with running a business or whatever it is, that's not a failure. That's somebody who gets off their butt and trying. And if it's not working one way, take the time to learn. What am I doing wrong, and what can be done to correct this? Mm-hmm. See, the only people who really fail are the ones who give in to fear and don't even bother trying. I think there was a story of Thomas Edison, something about 100 ways to make a light bulb. He failed 99 times and said those were 99 times that were not correct. Just kept trying. And number 8 is, anyone can do. You know, it's easy to say, oh, anyone can do this. Maybe somebody else who's better than me. No. You have your own story. I have my own story. And the things that I share is going to be of value. And I'm going to trust the Lord to do that. Because not everybody else can do it. And here's the other thing, that I often have a little fun with people who want to say, oh, anybody can write a blog or anyone can do a YouTube video. Really? I would love to park their butt in front of my blog site and say, okay, besides writing, I want you to go and do all the work that are actually involved. You're being fortified. Oh, wait, and you don't get to do it once. You got to do it twice a week, every week, and keep going and going, whether you like it or not. They'll quit soon enough, as soon as they find out how much work. Oh, I might be nice and not tell them, by the way, did you know you also got to do a video that's uploaded to Spotify as Anchor and YouTube? Yeah. Did that app for two. Never mind the editing, if any, that you have to do. Oh, yeah. They'll be like, they will shut up real quick. Now, I did mention in my blog post a cute story that I had a little fun with. A friend was saying, oh, anybody, bad. My 9-year-old daughter could put together a website better than you. I'm like, oh, really? I just turned around and said to the young lady, I said to the 9-year-old girl, hey, little girl, I got a job for you. How would you like to be a web designer? No, I was not going to let her do that. She would not be thanking. I'm sure she's capable, but no. The mom didn't really, the proud mama didn't really know what was actually involved. And I think, I don't know. But that's the other thing. Everybody has an opinion. So that's why it's important to punch fear in the face. Stop worrying about everybody else's opinion or what others. Just do the best you're able and just go for it, all right? Yes, it is hard work. It is challenging. And yes, you're going to find that if you take it seriously, the work can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. Don't let fear keep you from trying and starting. Or as Sean liked to say, don't let fear intimidate you. Punch fear in the face, press record, and go for it. number 9. Yes, prayer. It's actually very helpful with overcoming fear and punching it in the face. How so? Because the whole idea of prayer is to draw closer to the Father, to draw close and enjoy an intimate relationship with Him, with God, through His Son Jesus. And because God is love, that perfect love is able to cast out all fear. That's in 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. Guess what? If perfect love casts out all fear, you could actually say, yeah, it's getting punched in the face. Because fear doesn't belong. It speaks of punishment, like, oh no, I'm going to get... Stop. Punch fear in the Lord. In this case, the Lord is punched fear in the face for you, and you can, if it'll help you. Punch fear in the face and say, no way, I'm going to trust in the perfect love of my Father. Yes, I'm probably going to make mistakes. Yes, they'll be saying, yes, the Lord will correct and discipline. But it's not like, oh my God, I'm going to get my butt nailed. No, it's more like, I'm going to come alongside and help you and teach you, show you what you're willing to listen. It's a good thing. Now, number 10, and this is the last one, community. I don't know if you picked up on it, but I have been blessed by the community that makes up some of the people at VidIQ through the Discord and the association I started developing. Okay, it's not super great. And the Think Media. Especially them, because they have been really helpful. In fact, if you're wondering where I got the punch fear, I got it from Sean Cannell, who is the owner and CEO of Think Media. And they are dedicated to teaching people, especially YouTubers, how to do YouTube channel. And I learned quite a bit. That community has been very helpful. Another community that's also very helpful is your local, is my friends in my church. They have actually been very helpful too. All this community help makes it a lot easier. Punch fear in the face and either write the blog or punch fear in the face, record, punch fear in the face and broadcast, I guess you want to say, for podcasting. Either way, and I can show you, and those last two for you got a lot more than a single punch. I do hope you found this a little on the entertaining side. That was my goal, and to be of encouragement and help. Hope you have a blessed day, and see you when I see ya.